Self.
Thank you, Father.
And very proud.
Thank you,
you know, even in our repentance, a lot of time we're proud.
Thank you,
I like that one.
True.
You know, like
thank
the priests put on long robes and prayed long prayers.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
See, there I am. All I did was bring scriptures and you. Yeah. Even our repent, we're so proud of it.
Oh God.
Now I keep telling people on Saturday mornings I wake up and I start searching on what should I say, because I can't think of anything to say that I haven't said. Have you been listening to my broadcast? It hasn't changed all week. And I said, my God, I preach those things? And you see, you're going like that. But if I ask you what I preached, so before I come out, the radio was on, and all at once I heard it go off, and then I heard Sister say, I keep telling you, boy, it would be a tragedy. It would probably be death to this ministry.
Oh God!
If that woman stopped doing it.
Oh God! Mercy, Lord! Mercy!
And because some of you folk
mercy,
have stopped.
Lord.
The testimony mercy. You had.
Mercy!
You don't have it no more.
Mercy!
And you're such a person where you just believe
mercy.
That you can do that, get by.
Oh,
now I'm going to show you what God spoke to me about that as I listened to her again. And I just said, what a profound statement I just said. It made me think of the little maid who was dealing with. Are you with me? I got to sit there and listen for a while. Remember, she was dealing with a man who was going to become the leper. What do you know about the leper? You, I told you, you're the leper. Look, what am I saying now that's called that? What is it that you give yourself over to not understanding? When God has told us very carefully, and all you're getting, and that's what we've done all of our lives, getting. And most of the time we got what we got. Come on, saints, come on, humble yourself down and give some kind of... Come on, boy, don't sit there like that again. Just poke your head back and say, let that spirit of
hallelujah.
Come out of you. Not just sit like a bunch of deadheads.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's just go back to that situation. See, the little maid was working with Polycarp, I think it was, whoever the name was, who was the captain.
Hallelujah.
Who was the captain of the host of the Syrian army. He was no small fry. He was a top dog with a big bite. Ooh, every time I think about coming up here and talking, every time. every time. Because my people just do not consider their ways.
Oh.
And now they sit right there challenging me.
Oh,
yes, I do. Yeah. Your reaction, your response.
Oh.
And I'm going to use that story again.
Okay.
The little maid was sitting there. The captain's wife was taking care of him. She might have just got finished bathing him. Come on, can't you get your... You don't have to have a wicked imagination. Poor you people are just plain stubborn. Have no problem showing that spirit, do you? But a meek spirit, a humble one, a submitted one. And talking right at you, and you keep right on doing it. And I keep telling you why you do it. Because it's a practice.
Yes, Lord.
You're not going to change it right now. Now, I'm going to go back to Sister Burns again because it's so your story is so unique. The things that were written before our time, they were written so you would have an understanding of the time. And when you see a comparison of what was written, you say, wow, isn't that something? See, and because you don't see what I see, you're not excited. But I'm excited about it. Because I got a good point just as I walked out the door. It was about that time all of a sudden I heard the radio broadcast go, phew, then I heard that big mouth. You don't hear her. You don't follow suit, most of you.
Glory to God.
No, you don't.
Glory.
A little child.
Glory.
Just like a little kid.
Glory.
Just like a little old kid.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
And God sets her in the midst of us.
Yeah.
You think you people have a rough road to hoe? Try hers.
Glory.
Try hers.
Glory.
Not a one of her family
Hallelujah.
Will believe what she told them.
No.
Although, yeah, I believe it.
Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Not a one of them.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Not a one of them.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Because they don't believe that God talking
Hallelujah.
To her.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Hey, Sister Burgess, who told you there was a prophet in South Carolina?
Lord,
Sister Burgess, who told you there was a prophet in South Carolina? Now, Sister Burgess, you wouldn't dare lie, would you?
No.
How many folks believe you, Sister Burgess?
Okay.
Now, that old leper, his wife was cleaning him up.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying to clean up your husband, your son, your brothers.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
You're not with me.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
And while she was working on her husband, the little maid stood over there,
Hallelujah.
And under her breath,
Hallelujah.
Mumbling to herself,
Hallelujah.
She said, would to God
Hallelujah.
That I get through to the leper,
Jesus.
This main guy, because if he gets to a prophet, there is a prophet in Israel that will cleanse him of his leprosy. There's a prophet. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're in South Carolina. Are really something. You really are. When I watch the way you respond and you know what you're doing.
Glory.
Knowing that. Boy, that came through my heart last night. I said, oh my God. Knowing the judgment of God. Knowing the judgment of God. Here I had to do it again. Brother Brown, you know I love you, brother. But you don't know when I start quoting a scripture what your role is to do.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Then why don't you do it? How about you? When I quote a scripture, have I not told you, folks, when I start quoting, I could have found that scripture and brought them, told you where it's at. Hey, why don't you just go home? Just the door swing open. Just try to shut me out. Go ahead. Just go ahead and do it. Just go on. Huh? Oh, you said, amen. Pow! That's what you're doing. You're hardening your heart. Would you like to be on something that's so hard you can't break it?
My Lord. Oh, God. Bless you, Lord.
If it is too hard, you let it be broken yourself?
Oh, God. Amen.
I ask you.
Amen.
If I wasn't a hard man, you folk would break me to pieces.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The way some of you folk hear this stuff is so sticky, so nonchalant. Hey, here you go again. I'm showing you the way some of your faces look. I'm showing you. I'm the mirror.
Amen.
Is it the Word of God?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, where is it?
In your mouth.
In me. I'm the mirror. I polish the mirror up.
Yes.
Say, here, look.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You wrote me a little text message. What did you say that last name was? Now, are you going to talk? Now, are you going to mumble? Your name.
My name.
Your name is?
Black. Name's Black.
Black. Now, you know, have any idea why she told me, sent me that? Because the other night I said, you know, you got some of that black. Go back far enough now. I'm talking about going back far enough.
Hallelujah.
Your ancestors went to New Zealand a long time ago. Yeah. And just like the ancestors came over here to where do you think the Malawis came from?
Right.
Huh? Our ancestors, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, they all had names and they all had children from them. For we are something else. How we resist truth. You do always resist. Oh, come on, God. Not always.
Oh, God.
Not this morning.
Yes, God.
Nah.
Yes, God.
He hath been often reproved and stiffened his neck. Do you know of anybody on the face of the earth that's been reproved as often as you have?
My Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Do you?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, God. Get a little snicker on your face.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whoever would think that some of the things I do, you have no understanding what I'm doing.
Oh.
All I know is God said do it. I could give a damn about the boats out there.
Amen.
All I know is God said, see what you can get for them. Well, then I found this one owns that one owns this, that one owns that. Huh? Oh, okay, you can do what you want to do. Yeah, but if I would do it.
Oh, bless you.
Because I was under the impression every boat we had here belonged to the ministry.
Oh.
Until I, this is like I was under the impression you belong to God.
Hallelujah.
Until I, see, now you missed that point. I didn't miss it. She wrote a nice little note. Because what she wrote in a little note was, the turmoil she was having. Now, she's probably going to say, yeah, do I belong over here? Do I stay over there?
Okay.
Come on, people! people. Damn the old folk. Will you knock it? I'm the worker. I help people out there when I can't reach people like you. And they're prophet in South Carolina. And you folks sitting in the, right in the presence of the... come on, Mike. Try not to be angry, because being angry don't feel good.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
God's angry. That's why he will inhabit or dwell where people praise him. Give him a way to get rid of his anger. Anybody else? There's people all over this country right now that God's telling to come here. And I hope they don't come, though. Because it's like some of you. You think I'm glad to see some of you folk here this morning again? Now, you don't give a damn, though, do you?
Bless you, Jesus.
Now, pick your fingers. Yeah. Pick your nose. Nonchalant. Don't lay it to heart.
My Lord!
You know, shrug it off.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Mercy, Lord.
Oh, God.
See, I do things that I don't even... All I know is God says, do it, so I do it.
Yes.
I don't need the money from the boat.
No.
I don't...
No.
Once I start, then old Phil over there, yes, sir, we need to clear it out so I have a place to put stuff. We got all kinds of places around to put your stuff. Yeah, we do. Yeah. But see, we get that little... Oh, praise the Lord. So we're getting rid of some of the boats.
Oh, God.
Guy take that boat last night?
I didn't see him take it back.
He's coming back on Sunday or
not. I'll back you before we go. Hey, people, I will bow my head and I'll pray a short prayer. Will you get out?
Okay.
You're not going to do anything to change your damn heart because you can't. But you won't cry out to God, create in me a clean heart. My heart's so filthy. My heart's so... Now you won't do that because you love your own heart. I haven't told you what night. She was trying to... Ah, boy. Is she a nice sister?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, she's going to go like that. Come on, look how you fix up your hair every morning.
Okay.
Thank him over here. And her daughter's up north.
Okay.
Where's my children? Where's my daughter? Where are yours?
My Lord.
Just like I tried to tell Timothy the other day. Our children are not going to be saved.
Hello.
You better hope that you're saved.
Amen.
No guarantee for your children.
Amen.
Now, if you can believe,
amen,
then you'll be saved and your house.
Amen.
Whose house you are, God's. Maybe mine is a little maid. And it has to do with the leper, which you have been informed. There were many lepers in the time of Elisha. Not Elijah. I keep trying to tell you,
hallelujah,
there were two prophets involved.
Glory.
The widow was sent to Elijah, and Elijah was sent to the widow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all know him, don't you? Nobody preaches like this. Nobody. I was listening to my broadcast, which I've been playing over and over again. I said, my God, I've said these things. I preached it. I talked about it. Now the time has come today to hear his voice. Can't stop it, can you? Why, just that attitude alone ought to smite you with fear. Here we go again. But Lord, no, I told you, only a few.
My Lord, oh God.
Oh, how I used to brag by Mr. Trump. We have many. Oh, Oral Roberts would pack places. Jack Cohen, oh, we have many. Mm-hmm. Many, many, many. Resulting in many churches, many headquarters.
Oh, Jesus.
I was around when all these preachers started out together. Then it becomes so successful, they all started to get their own headquarters.
Amen.
Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So and so, Dallas, Texas. Such and such, New York City. Yeah, their own headquarters. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Why won't you folk budge?
Yes,
I don't understand what you're saying. How can I say any more plainer than that?
Amen.
I've been preaching about how many churches there are, divisions among us. Whoever tells you that the divisions are these denominations? All come from the mother church.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone had the beginning.
Yes.
You promised me, Father. I have to go by the promise. Because I don't know if I can hang with this. See, I'm still being sidetracked again, ain't I? The little widow, little girl, working with her maid, her boss lady, and under her breath.
With God, my with, Lord.
Now, she's talking to God. God. Damn it, what's wrong with these people? You amaze me. I want to hear how it reads. I want to see how, I want to make sure it's right. And I told you this all along. My preaching is not with enticing words.
Amen.
Of the philosopher or the theologian or the politician or the bishop.
No.
My preaching is with the demonstration.
Hallelujah.
And what?
Power of God.
My preaching is not with enticing words. Boy, when the power of God can't break you, when the power of God can't reach you, then you're not going to be saved, because we're saved by the power of God.
Yeah.
Oh, are we proud, haughty, arrogant?
Yes, Lord.
I love him. That ain't love.
No.
many people have you loved?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Huh?
Sure.
And found out it wasn't love.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
To where the point comes where you hate your own son.
Yes, God.
Hate your own children.
Yes, Lord.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Pleasure,
Jesus.
That's right, Lord. Hate them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Your children hate you.
Yes, Lord. Bless your name.
God's children, the Jewish people, hate them.
Hallelujah.
Hate them.
Yes,
you know, I heard a rabbi this morning for just a little bit. And it really was good. I only listened about 3 or 4 minutes. But dear, it's amazing what I hear.
Amen.
The title of the rabbi was Before Genesis. That's interesting. He went back and, of course, you know, Genesis was not written right in the beginning. It was close to 2,000 or 3,000 years after that Moses came along.
Amen.
God on!
Amen.
What do I got to skip? Peter Brain, yeah, he just locks right up. He went on and explained what took place before Genesis. It was pretty good. He said, you know, God had a plan.
Amen. Glory.
Had a purpose.
Yes.
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 Amen.
Created the devil when he created him, had a plan.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, all the angels were created by God.
Right.
A third of them were created to be destroyed.
Amen.
In the plan.
Yes.
Instead of you folk looking around saying to somebody, wow, you're hard, a hardened generation. Since the Burgess, I'd had nothing to do with her salvation. She was already saved when she heard me. She was going to a pretty good church. Anywhere.
Yes.
I told you all along, I'd never been to that church, but they kept the feast days,
yeah.
Sabbath day primarily.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Did your bishop ever say much to you about leaving? Isn't that something?
Amen.
He didn't say much. Good riddance. Boy, if I could just get her out of here. Boy, she got a trumpet that she blows.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
You don't have to keep sitting around like that, brother. You can actually move on up and become lively. Become a lively stone.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
Too many dead stones around.
My Lord.
We need some lively stones.
Hallelujah.
Nobody doesn't know what that means, do you? Huh? So your last name means what? Or your first name?
Black.
Can you picture me looking at her and saying, hey, sister, you got some black in you. Hey, so do you.
Yes.
Called sin.
Yes. Yes.
Called iniquity.
Yes.
Can't get much blacker than that.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
My people are being destroyed, God said, because they won't receive the knowledge of Himself.
Hallelujah.
They always make judgments on somebody else. But here's where it begins. Right here. And you would like to testify your heart's right, and it's not right. Our hearts are so far from God. Is there scripture like that?
Yes.
Huh? All scripture and it is up. Is there scripture about being hearts being far from God? Or are you going to read it or just mumble it?
Read it. Matthew 15 and 8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their
mouth. Oh, God. Lord
Jesus.
This people.
Hallelujah.
Speak, Lord. What, you lost it already?
No.
Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying,
No, I don't want to hear this. This is the word of the Lord. I don't want to hear this.
Oh, God.
No! Take that someplace else!
Oh, God.
And they move. This is the. And just as I say, out the door, they'll go. Try to read it, brother, because there's more to it than I really contemplated. Read it.
Ye hypocrites.
You hypocrites!
Oh, God.
Well did Esaias prophesy.
Well did Isaiah the prophet
say, this people draweth nigh unto me with
their mouth. Don't you realize that's what you're supposed to be doing this morning? No, you know that? And don't you know if you draw nigh to God, then He draws nigh to you? I'm not running out the back room, right here. Right here. Just draw nigh to you. Look you right square in the face. Huh? Read.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they honor me with their lips.
Oh, boy. Yes, sir, brother. You're the prophet. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
See, the one thing that makes me talk about her is her consistency.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
And her persistence. Yes. You think it's easy for her to come here every weekend?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Jesus. Thank you.
Even if her husband goes out and turns the key on the car and gives her the key, it's still not easy. Because you got to leave him behind. So you got to press. And I'd ask you to give me a hug, but I'm... What's wrong with you?
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, you people. For some reason or other, we will just not bring ourselves up to this time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You know what time it is, don't you?
Hallelujah.
What is time?
Measure day.
It's space. I gave her space.
Hallelujah.
I gave her time. I gave her space.
Yes, Lord.
To.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
When I look upon his face, don't you know that God appointed you to help save the prophet?
Glory!
Huh? Where would I be if you weren't here? Don't you know God saved you so you can help save him? Somewhere!
Glory! Glory! Glory!
remember his first words on the cross? My God! My God! Did God forsake him? Absolutely.
Thank you.
He just let him die.
Thank you.
He let him die.
Thank you. Thank you.
Put that thing in his side.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beat them all up.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now there's a dying. Gave up the ghost.
Yes, sir.
I gotta die. I don't really want to. This old flesh don't want to do it, but I gotta die. So he gave up the ghost and he died. I do this every single time, and it doesn't seem to move you, people.
Hallelujah. Bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you.
You know, he knew exactly where to look when he walked through the palace judgment hall. He had to know exactly where to look.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, he asked me. Brother, say, you looking at me? Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking at you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
I'm looking at you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm looking to see how your face.
Thank you, Lord.
How you respond.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Okay. Not only am I looking at you, I'm looking for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Been troubled. He looked and Peter wasn't there.
Hallelujah.
Peter never got saved, would he?
Hallelujah.
But Jesus looked at him.
Yeah.
Peter saw him. He saw Peter.
Yeah.
And the question was asked, you know him, don't you? Pardon. Peter said, I don't know that man. And Jesus said, but I know you, Peter. I know you. In the Christian church, that we come to this point in time, we're not even lukewarm. We're not even, most of us, not even the church. Being cast away. Well, what about you? Come on, God, cast me away. You know why he won't cast me away? Because I lay on my bed saying, cast me not away. Was here.
Oh, bless you.
Is that quiet yet? As soon as I mentioned something,
yes, Lord.
I want to hear what he's got to say.
Oh,
every one of you should tell me what I told you about Brother Spencer.
Oh.
Oh, you heard me, right?
Right. Right.
I mentioned
right.
It down here. I mentioned it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mentioned how Brother Spencer and I hardly ever talk. Yes, I did.
Yes,
I did. Yes, I did. Can't get no proof out either, can I? Huh? Did anybody tell me what I told you that Brother Spencer and I would talk about and what he said?
Daughter.
Come on, Terry.
Yes, his daughter, she's kicking.
Both his daughter and son are raising hell, poor Brother Spencer. And his daughter was fussing at him because he still believes in his prophet. Just like old Burgess saying, come on there. What's wrong with you, Burgess?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You talk about that prophet Stair. I'm Burgess.
My Lord.
Well, Burgess is not prophet Stair.
No. Man. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Right.
If I'm going too far with that, boy, is God going to... When he cuts me off, he'll cut me off.
My Lord. Oh,
I keep telling you people, I wonder why God lets me stand here and talk to you like this. We're on the air again, folks. You don't believe that? Anybody out there listen? Give me a call. Let me see. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. I see nobody sitting on the phone ready to call.
Oh, bless you. Glory to God.
I wasn't expecting a call. Oh, there you are. Friend or foe? Friend or foe? Friend or foe? Have you come for peace? Or have you come for war? Hello? Hello?
I just want to bless you and all the saints this morning, and just waiting on the Lord.
He just did.
Amen.
You know how he blessed us?
By calling.
Yeah, you bless us. You're a good blessing, Sister Johnson. Because if there's one thing you got, is faithfulness. Another thing you got is love for the truth and love for God's people. Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. I think we're doing some good to bless you back. God bless you, honey.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Why is your folk ashamed of yourself? But you guys learn how to push them buttons right. See, I know that board. If they done like they're supposed to do, all they gotta do is push your buttons and mute. See? And they shouldn't even push the button for answer until I answer. Because we don't know who it is. If they're pushing, somebody's on there cussing, saying foul words. So they just wait up there and then. Friend or foe? Hello? Oh, it is done gone. Oh, they'll be back. And one thing about the devil, he'll always come back.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Devil left him for a season, but he come back. Hello? See, these folk play a game. A lot of folk are playing with God. They're not sober. They're like children in the marketplace. Whoopee! Hello?
Greetings, prophet.
Put him on the air, brother. Hey, brother, you there?
Yes, sir. Greetings, prophet, of the Most High God, and more than a prophet, sir.
You've been saying that for over 20 years almost.
I know, sir. And
but you still
truth,
won't
sir,
do what I told you to do.
I will do that, sir.
I hope you never come.
Brother Sear,
hey,
I will do that,
Beck,
sir.
I got a good word for you, better than the one you got. I hope you never come here.
Thanks for the oil, brother.
I hope you stay in New York until you get your hell wiped out of you.
Thank you, sir.
See, no fear in anything like this. No fear.
No, sir, I do have fear, brother.
Hey, see that? Hey, Brother Bess, did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
I said you have no fear.
I do, sir.
Hey, Brother Bess,
did
you hear the prophet? More than a prophet.
I really do, sir. Yeah. I really do.
Then get the hell out of New York.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Brother Steer. Thank you for the rebuke, sir. Rebuke me sharply so I be sound in faith, sir.
I've been rebuking you for years, man.
Yes, sir.
So you can be sound in the faith, and you ain't got enough faith to do what I tell you to do. Although you should, because that's all I've ever done is preach faith.
Amen.
Preach faith. Woo! Preach faith.
Truth, sir.
I know it's the truth. That's the trouble with people like you. That's why most folks don't believe me no more, because a lot of you folks won't believe me.
Truth, sir.
That's why a lot of people won't believe in God, because most of God's here won't believe them. One thing God wants you to believe is coming again. And then he carried that a little further and said, I'm coming in your lifetime. And your life is not your family. It's not your car. It's not your money. Your life is here with Christ in God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Them hard looks. You really think you're going to move me with your hard looks, don't you? So I look upon his face.
Hallelujah.
And you know what I see? A hard look.
Yes, Lord.
The eyes of the Lord going to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's looking.
Thank you, Lord.
If you really believe in your heart that he's looking at you right now.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Glory.
Were you like Peter?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory.
When I look, he looks at Peter. Told you.
Yes, Lord.
Told you, Peter.
Jesus.
So the cock crows.
Oh, Jesus.
You will deny me.
Jesus.
Three times. But Lord, you hear what I told you? I told you that all men forsake you. I'll die with you and for you.
Oh,
you will die for me, but first you're going to deny me.
Hallelujah.
We're living in an age when people are denying Christ.
Amen.
Honor with their lips. All right, David.
Honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me.
Sister Burgess, do you know why you get up on Saturday morning?
Yes.
You get up with your heart set on. No. Where's your heart set?
Oh God. Yes, Lord.
Hello. Then get out of the north.
I'm getting out of the north. I'm waiting for that second call. I'm waiting. I know the Holy Spirit is telling me when to get the hell out of here. Down on November 7th, 8th, 7th.
He said he's waiting for the second call. I just gave it to him.
Yeah.
See, these people, we're mocking God, people.
Yeah. I'm not with Satan. I'm not on his side.
Bye. Look, for 40 years I told people to get out of cities. For 40 years, God miraculously sent me here to the south.
Amen.
And he told me the hope of physical to have a bunch of people alive and remaining.
Yes.
That's this place here. Are you alive? Are you dead on the sin and alive on the God? I know it's all right. I see that kind of junk all the time. Old pastor, you know, huh? Oh, I listen to you all the time. See, and you can't make people realize now's the time. Get in the boat.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the fellowship.
Yes, Lord.
All of fellowship. Why you folk look so joyful? Now you got all kind of reasons why you can't do what God wants you to do. See how quiet you get? Well, brother, you're always rebuking. I sure am. Your understanding is unfruitful because you're leaning on your own understanding, and you will never understand by your own understanding what God wants you to do. You never will. You never will. Where he leads me, he led you from New Zealand. Led you over here. He didn't know what he was doing. Huh?
Glory.
Led you guys from your nice little inheritance up there, nice farm. Why, you could live the rest of your life in that farm. Come on!
Yes.
How many acres did you have? How many? 240? Wow. What'd you grow mostly?
Hay crop.
Hay crop, that's right. That's where Brother Walter gets his crop. Sell hay.
Hey.
Hey, you folk.
Hey.
I got a hay crop here.
Hey.
Believe it or not, hay is a big money crop. That's how we got help. We used to help the farmers when we first came here. We had no money, so we'd go out and help them to harvest their hay. And then they give us enough. To, I didn't know that. Now, what do you know? Tell me, what do you know? Well, I didn't know you were going to tell God to go to hell. I didn't know that.
Oh, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Oh, bless you.
Why do you say, God damn it? Try to get you folks to realize that God's going to say, God damn it.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
He might have been very merciful. That hadn't damned you yet.
Amen. Thank God.
But he that believeth not is damned.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Merciful.
Thank you.
Merciful.
Thank you, God. Oh, yes.
Merciful.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
A little maid here. What'd she say? I heard her mumbling. What's honey, I heard a moment. What'd she say?
With God, my Lord.
With God, my a pagan general. An enemy of Israel. Who she was carried in as a slave. Was talking like that because she loved him or did she love God? Would to God, she said. This old pagan. If I can just get him over to Israel, he'll get to know about our God. Would to God. Would to God. I wish somebody would get so excited you can't sit still. Yeah. Hello. See, I get quiet because I just said something that is so enlightening, so informative, and I just revealed a secret.
Hallelujah.
And God reveals His secrets. Sister Burgess, when God showed you as a prophet in South Carolina, He was revealing you a secret. Where's the prophet in South Carolina? Hey, little Maeve. Little Maeve.
God, my Lord, we're with the prophet that is in Samaria. For He will recover him of his leper.
For your iniquity.
Oh God.
You're covered with it.
Oh God.
Did He get it cleansed?
Amen.
And be recovered.
Amen.
Not with iniquity,
no,
but with His righteousness. I'm not reaching again. I can just tell. Only one or two, I finished it. But just enough to.
Hallelujah.
You'll go another week again.
Glory.
And God knows what's coming this week. God even knows what could happen before this day is over.
Amen.
And see, the way you people look at me, all I see is questions. I'm not wrong.
Oh, bless you.
Ever since Brother Dennis hurt his back, several times he says to me, I'm being chastised. I can believe that. But then who God loves it? He chastens.
Amen. Thank you for your love, Lord.
Now, I never ask him what it is, because he says to me, I know why I'm being chastised.
Thank you,
Lord. He don't ask me that, because he knows I even know why he's being chastised.
Oh, your love.
Because them whom God loveth.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you watch me the last couple of days, I walk over to them, put my arms around them. And then I say to them, that's his wife. And look at, there you go. I don't see how to get away with it. Get away with it. I've been told to do it.
Lord, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, people, Lord.
I don't blame that. Oh, I understand that.
Amen.
So that sin might appear to be what it is, exceedingly sinful.
Amen.
But you sin.
Yeah.
How does it appear? Exceedingly sinful.
Amen.
I marvel at how we are like this. I just marvel how we have all kinds of excuses. There's no excuse for sin.
No.
But there's a reason for it. Because of that reason, you need to say it. Without that knowledge of your own sin, you would need a Savior. I wish somebody would get excited. How'd the hot pad work, Dennis?
It's very well.
That's my personal hot pad. You should wrap it around me and that heat. That's got some kind of heat. That's not ordinary heat, you know. That's penetrating heat. Go right to the bone.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I throw them out, Lord? These folk are not even going to make any. There's no Jacobs here. There's no Jacobs here wrestling with the angel. Yeah. Look, I say try before I got a little response. Anybody know why he was wrestling with the angel? He didn't need he didn't need no materials. He didn't need no women. He didn't need no money. He didn't need no help. He just had to make things right with his brother. Hello.
And such as
you might just as well go to hell for all your damn words don't mean one. See, that's implacable devil. See, he don't hear it just like most of you. And when you don't hear, you're on his side. I mean, does this guy honestly believe he's going to save this ministry? Huh? See, does the devil actually believe he's going to save God and when he ain't got to be God? He don't believe that. The dumb fool. He believes when he gets to the end, he's going to be God. And God's going to say, no, you're not. And there was war in heaven. And it's going to end on earth. Somebody! New covenant. There is no new covenant. He fulfilled it right now by his promise, I will come again. That's the covenant. That's what we're looking for. That's the agreement. If I go away, I will come again. To do what? To receive you. All you give is to receive you. You receive him. You receive him. Then he gives you the right to receive. I'm going to try to quit. I've been trying all week. Just get tired of this damn junk that goes on with people. Just like the Pharisees, sitting around see if they can find a way to trap me. Hypocrites they were. Well,
where have you lived, of the Pharisees?
What happened, James? Brother, you're such a good brother. I hate to have to talk to you like that. Don't let all this other stuff you do around here move you away from that.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah, talk about how they tried to trap Jesus. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you even read it or paid it any attention? The things you were written. You guys see this damn dog trying to trap me?
My Lord.
Huh? He's a barking dog with a growl. Sure would like to hear that.
And they send unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words.
They sent them, the Pharisees and the very learned Herodians. who went to Harris College, King's College. They knew the scriptures. Go out there and trap him. Catch him in his words. I don't know why you folk, I do things like that and you sit there trying to analyze that simple statement. Whose side are you on? Are you on that guy's side or are you on the right side? Trying to trap me? Trying to catch me in my words?
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Praise be to the Lord, the Father. Humanity. Apostates. Go search it out real good. Trap me.
Oh, God.
See if that story's in the Bible. Go search them. Go on, search the scriptures. See whether the things I say are really there.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. I'm not against scriptures.
No.
They thought I was laying hold on him, but he feared, the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. And they left him and went their way. And they sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words.
Hallelujah.
Him, Master. We know that thou art true and careth for no man. For thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of
men. Hey, you folk. We know that prophet's true and you don't care for no man. We know that. I care for the man.
Yes,
one man. One church, one body, one people. Somebody say praise the Lord around here. Isn't it something I got to almost pump you up? This is... Hello? Hello? Hello?
My question is...
Who is this?
Is this Sister Burgess and...
Who is this?
Johnson, don't live there.
Who are you?
Why is it okay for you to sleep with another man's wife?
Don't you know what this is? This is Link. This is Link, see? Huh? See, you wonder why they keep listening to me. Huh? See? What's the matter, Link? You're being condemned again by your own words? You old damn fool. You know you're a fool, sir. You say, no God?
Amen.
And they, you, on and on. Break me down, man.
My God. Oh, God.
He can accuse you of something he don't know a thing about. He don't know a damn thing about it. No, it's wrong sleep with another man's wife. How does he know that? He don't know I do that. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Oh, Stan thought he knew. So did some of you. That's why some of you guys are doing what you're doing. I told you one of these days, I'll tell you why that came about. I did tell you that God told me to do this. When I wait on you, okay, then get the hell out of my face. Go your own way.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't stare around a man like that and follow him.
Nope.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even bother with him.
Amen.
Oh, Mr. Link, you never slept with another man's wife, huh? You never lusted after another woman, did you, sir? You damn liar! There's one thing even worse than an adulterer. That's a liar. I tell you again, all adulterers don't go to hell. Because if that was the case, you'd all go to hell. You saw what Jesus did, didn't you? wake up, this woman committing adultery. He said, okay, you got her. Now I'll tell you what, what you guys don't know, that adultery is sin. Plain sin. So your lying is sin. Your perversion is sin. Your false judgment is sin. He without sin. He without sin. What the hell's wrong with this generation? Thank God that God can convince you of sin. Did I even tell you a story about that? How they all began to leave, from the eldest to the youngest. Why? Because them old boys had committed adultery so much, the young folks still weren't convinced. Come on, they were looking at the young girls, and they didn't know it was adultery. But them old guys, they knew it. You don't think I know what adultery is? It's sin. Well, then what about your sin? They're gone. What other recourse do I have? You can't take it away. You can't forgive it. You can't make me clean. But I know at home. I got a good connection. See, Link's all upset with me because he tried to go out to Henrietta and I said, don't let him come. Hey, now, we got him anything? Huh? Hello? Oh, he's gone. Oh, Satan. Satan rages.
We will not be defeated.
Iniquity. See, your sins don't cause God no trouble at all. But this iniquity has separated you from God. You don't want that. Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Somebody says, well, you won't forgive us. That's ongoing. But you hear me say, Brother Best? I really don't want them to come. What did I tell you? Huh? You all thought you'd do me such a big favor by showing up here. Yes, sir. Bigger here. Well, we're not doing God a favor.
No.
We got that all backwards. He's doing us a favor. That's called grace. In South Carolina.
Lord, our God Almighty.
Then give God the praise. I didn't tell her. There's a lot of things I've done. She can question me on that. Yeah, a lot of things. David, come to God. God who is. damn hypocrite. She's trying to trap me?
Yes.
You can't see Link trying to trap me? And I said, hey, Link, turn the dial. Go find somebody to preach to, Link.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Come on, Steve. Come on, Satan. Show yourself. I'm really anxious for that. I'm waiting for a showdown. You know, Satan's going to show his face, and then God's going to show his. And he's going to destroy the wicked with the brightness of his coming. Whoa! Then shall that wicked be destroyed, whom the Lord will consume. I did not give the phone number out this morning. Yeah, the devil. At the end of the 40 days, Satan came to him. Because Jesus said he hungered. Hello? Hello? Who are you? Who are you? I'm the prophet of God.
Amen.
Why do you want to ask me a question? You don't believe that. What two questions? Oh, you've never done that. You never committed adultery, right? What does it matter to you? What does it matter to you? Go to hell, sir. You're welcome. Can't answer what? I've committed adultery. I have sinned. Why am I supposed to listen to you? Are you the voice?
I'm not. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, so I'm... Say it loud. I'm not the voice. Then why are you listening to me?
Amen.
Then why are you if I'm... See, you can't answer that, can you? Or you won't. Hey, so I'm going to go to hell, right? Who am I? Who am I?
My God, my God. Oh, Lord God.
And what does that matter to you?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Well, then, okay, then go your own way and find the truth. Oh, come on. Don't worry about that. Oh, you're not going to judge me, sir. You're not going to do it. Right. Fine. I'm judging you, and I'll be judged for that judgment. Good, I accept that. Can you accept it? The body's not... You see, you're such a dumb joke. Every week I have people still... I'm on the radio over hundreds of times every hour. People not responding to me. Because... Yeah, go your way, devil. Don't worry about what I say. Okay, you got that. Beautiful. Wonderful. Okay, now? What question, sir? What? I don't have a double standard. I know when God sends somebody here, I'll receive them. When they come of their own, I won't receive them. Period. Period. Well, it shouldn't make no difference to you because I'm not God's man. I'm not the true prophet. Well, okay, so you got it settled. Get on the radio, tell everybody I'm a false prophet, I'm not preaching the truth, and I'm not living the right. Good, tell them. Go get your own time. Get your own congregation. Why should you have a problem with me?
That's right.
Why? Why does it trouble you?
Amen.
Because you're really Holy Joe, right? Ah, shut the hell up. You devil. You're a devil. From the beginning. That's why I didn't let you stay the first time you come. That's why you couldn't hang around. Oh, you're wise. Oh, profess himself to be wise, they become a fool. Hello there, fool, Link.
Hello.
You know, my folks are sitting here, and they're looking at me. Why are they still here? Whoa, 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 whoa. You want to tell them I'm a false prophet? Do you want to tell these people that they should not be here?
My Lord.
You want to tell them, devil?
Oh, God.
Okay, is that right? Now, what do you want to do about it? So what should I do about it? So what should I do about your judgment? Fine. Good. So what should I do about it? Hey, why did you call Steve? You and him will have a nice little time. You see, they ram on and on they go. Now, mind you, there's nobody else here in this guy. Nobody pays him any mind. Hmm? And he thinks that he can just take on the prophet, you know, and then when he does, I accept his judgment. I'm not God's man, right? Fine. You think I don't know about Revelation? Wow. None of my prophecies come true. There'll be a political upheaval in Washington, D.C. There'll be diseases and you're destructive. None of my prophecies come to pass. There's one coming true very soon. And you're... all I want to know from you is, since this is your judgment of me, why are you even messing with me? Okay, so you don't fear me, you fear God. So then why are you messing with me? You fear... So what does that have to do with you and me? Oh, God. You're a damn liar. You've not been called of God to do anything but the... Okay, now, this guy's telling me that I'm wrong, I'm not God's man, and I'm being judged. Now, what are you... Okay, I accept the judgment, fine?
Amen.
What more do you got to say now?
Right. Yeah.
No, what the hell do you... You still won't answer that question. What part? I don't condemn anybody.
No.
Not one person do I condemn.
No.
Not one.
Amen.
Not even him.
No.
I will judge him, though.
Yes.
Oh, damn it. You're a liar, Satan, from the beginning.
Yes.
Before I came out of the house, I looked up the word prophets. Prophets are human. Now, this is not from God's word. This is who speak on God's behalf.
Amen.
Some of their messages are more dramatic than others.
Amen.
Some prophets, like Ezekiel and Zephaniah, they elaborate on their visions that they had. While others simply call the people to remember their allegiance to Israel. You see, when you watch these people realize that, and if I'm, if I am what they say I am, why would they even pay attention to me? They ain't got nobody listening to them. Nobody paying any attention. Not even their own family. Huh? And when I say, well, okay. Well, now, behold, we count them happy which endure. Behold,
amen.
We count them happy. Should they endure that?
Yes.
Should they watch me endure that?
Yes.
Huh? Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job. 3 years ago, they threw me in jail with all kind of charges like he had on me. And here I am walking around. Look, you're doing just like you. I try to tell you people that's part of your problem with me. And Brother Patterson, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
Glory.
Oh, come on. Hey, Steve. Or Lake, you believe Patterson?
Glory.
Patterson was told by God that there's none like me. Well, you can go along with that, can't you? Huh? Every prophet in the Bible had some kind of a sin. Look at the sin of David. Look at the sin of Solomon. They were chosen vessels. You didn't choose me. Show yourself here, you damn dog. You won't do it again, will you? You have to bark like a howling wolf out there. Woo! Woo, 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 woo! You've heard of the patience of Job. You see how much patience I had this morning? I'm 87. I'll soon be 88. Push over, right?
Oh, God.
See, all because when he came the first time, I called his bluff.
Hallelujah.
And guess what God's doing now? He's calling the devil's bluff. He's calling his bluff. So you think you're God, huh? Prove it. See, only God can forgive sin. Anybody can condemn. Anybody can judge people for sin. But only God can forgive sin. So I write on to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. There, you guys sin. I forgive you. Yeah. Your iniquity so shows out, and then when I identify it,
glory. Hallelujah.
Get the roof fixed, Timothy? Good.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad you found out about the boat.
Glory.
See, all I know is a few weeks ago, I said, let's see if we can sell the boat. Why? Because we're not using them. When Timothy showed up and mentioned the boat, I said, "Oh, you can have it. Take it. You go fishing yet? Well, you better get out and get some fishing now. You don't have to drive too far from over there." I remember old brother Johnson. He would go out fishing. Not here. He was a good fisherman. what? Why? You're just like Link, aren't you? Don't hear a word I say.
Oh, God, my Lord.
Hey, Link. Whosoever will not hear that prophet shall be cut off from God's people. Don't you understand that, Link? You've lost your link to the people of God. She's real mad because Pastor Wright told me, said, Link said he wants to come by. I said, I went fool with him. So Pastor Wright told him not to come by. And of course, I'm sure he said, Brother Stair said, don't come by. Now, if once he wants him to come, see, now he's going to call me a liar again. He's going to call me a liar. Hey, Mr. Devil! The fight is on. Isn't it beautiful? How Satan lets me know that it's the last time. Isn't that nice? Now let's just see. Hello? Hello? What do you... No, you're not a brother. You're not Brother Link. Well, that's what you call yourself. Well, what... Will you answer one question for me? Why are you messing with me?
Amen.
Why? Oh, so you think God brought our past together so you could judge me? Okay, now I'm judged, right? Then why did he put us together? Who? Oh, go to hell, devil. Yeah, hey, we know who you are, the Holy One of Israel. They agreed, didn't they? Why? I don't owe it to you. I don't haven't condemned you yet. See, I haven't condemned you not once. No, I didn't say you're cut off. I said, told you, I quoted to you what the Bible said. You're not hearing me, Mr. Link. And the Bible said if you don't receive this prophet, you will be cut off, and you have been cut off, and you know it. Huh? Where? Where did I just lie? Where did I just lie, Satan?
Oh, God.
The man's cut off from amongst God's people.
Yeah.
Okay, now you make your judgment? Okay, so I'm a liar? So I'm a liar. Okay, fine. 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 Now, what do you expect to attain by continually doing this?
Amen.
Coming against me. Turn the dial. Go someplace else. Do your own thing. Don't worry about me. I'm not in your hands. See, you won't do it. You know why? Because you're of your father, the devil. That's all. Okay, so you condemn me, you judge me. No, I'm not going to calm down. Get the hell off the phone. Get the hell off the phone. Is that your judgment? He called you to pray for me? No way. Oh, God. This really bugs you guys, huh? 87 years old, reaching the world, talking to God's people everywhere, God paying the bill, providing the means, and I don't know how. You damn fool! Okay. Okay, I take it. Now, that's your word? No, not we. You said
Hallelujah.
Not many people. Even I heard from India today, heard from China, heard from Africa, heard from Brazil, heard from South America, and I heard from Mr. Link, who got his link up with Satan.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay. Are you happy with saying that? What is any of your problem? There it is. The last prophet was Jesus Christ. Yeah, Jesus said, there's somebody going to come do a greater work than I did. Amen.
Amen.
See?
Hallelujah.
Go. Praise
the Lord. Father.
You're one of those guys like with Santa to Jesus who would crucify him.
Yep, he is.
You beat my back, and you do.
Blessed are you.
Go to hell, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. You're not sent to correct me. No, I'm not going to hear you, Mr. Link. Yeah? Okay. So you speak the truth. Good. Come on down, look me right square in the face. Come on down, walk in this tabernacle on a Saturday. I'm here every Saturday morning. Come on down. And he that sits on the circle of the earth will laugh and have them in derision.
Amen.
Because they gather themselves together against what God is doing. There's no place on the face of the earth where God is doing what he's doing here. No place. Nowhere. No one. Surely he ain't doing it with him. He can't even get somebody to come here and preach where he's at. Oh boy. Now what I was trying to get across with that scripture was, and that's what I've been trying to do all morning. You've heard of the patience of Job. And you have seen, and you have seen the end of the Lord.
Amen.
That the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. I've seen his end. I've seen his end. Because his end is my end. Because he's the end of the end. See, they don't want me preaching. Because they don't want me to tell people that Jesus is coming in your lifetime. They don't want that. Or they won't believe Jesus is coming. You know. But Jesus, the last prophet. He prophesied. He did prophet. He was a prophet. He was the last prophet of the Old Testament. He fulfilled all the Old Testament. He was the last prophet. Are you twisting it? Okay. Satan will still rage, though, won't he? See? Can't even quit. See? Shall we stand? I know the end of Christ.
Amen.
He was raised from the dead.
Amen.
I know my end.
Amen.
And your end.
Hallelujah.
Because Christ is risen.
Amen.
We're going to be risen here in the end. He was risen because he first of all became sin.
Yes.
And then he died because of sin.
Yes.
His own sin. He took your sin on himself. He bore your sins. And then he said, Father, forgive them. For what? For their sins. You see, I can't pray like that for these guys like this. Because they know what they're doing. Satan knows he has but a short time. Oh, Satan. Morning.
Yes.
Identifying himself.
Hallelujah.
See, you don't quote the Bible to these people. And they say, oh, you're twisting it. Yeah. Well, you just read Psalm chapter 2, please.
Amen.
Read it, sir.
Amen.
You folks shouldn't even have to look for it. Why do the heathen rage?
Hey.
You hear him rage?
Hallelujah.
Huh? And imagine their vain things. You folk better take heed. Sister Burgess?
Let me let my parents go, God. They're the prophet in South Carolina. That's it, Lord God.
Yeah.
What the God you can get here, I can cure you of your leprosy. Because I won't give no place to your iniquity. I won't give in to it. I won't even let you judge me. No, I'm not. See, I'm going to do what God told me, but no matter what I said. God told me years ago, you receive nothing from any man. Not even your praise. Not even your condemnation. Not even your judgment. Nothing. I am what I am, and I am what I am, and I am what I am, and I got a witness. See, these guys think they were sent here to correct me or to instruct me. We watched them all do it. We watch people do it. I remember the night when old Tyree tried to correct me with the message. Alvin. Yeah, Alvin.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Stan?
I'm preaching.
You preaching?
I'm always preaching.
That's what I know. That's what I know. God bless you. I just want to call you, tell you thank you, man. Everybody want to tell you thank you for the time you had down there.
Well, our pleasure.
Amen.
Beautiful people, man. A lot of beautiful people there, man. We just want to say thank you for everybody that took us in.
You should have been along with the call I got to before you called. You should have been here when I received the call just a few months ago. Are you listening to me? You ought to tune in on Saturday morning anyway.
Who was the call you had?
Oh, some devil trying to pull me down and tear me up. You right now, Alvin, you are on the air.
Right.
And tell all the people you're a beautiful person.
You tell them.
Brother Stan's a beautiful person, man.
And how many folk do you think believe that?
Brother Stan's a beautiful person. I don't know who's saying this. I'm a witness. I go there. I'm a witness. Beautiful person.
God bless you, Alvin.
God bless you too, Brother Stan.
You called right in the middle of my service and I put you on the air.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Come
I'll
see
back,
me.
Though. I'll be back in a couple of weeks to see you again.
All right. There's one of my friends calling me again on my other number. I don't think you hear you sing you're saying. Yes, sir, let's see if that's him. Hello. Hey, have you heard it? Tell him, Alvin.
Brother Stan is a beautiful person.
You hear that, boy? Something beautiful. Alvin, what I got is a guy on the phone, on the other phone, and he's been tearing me up, tearing me down.
But tell him I'll be back in another couple of weeks. I don't have no problem coming. I love you.
All right, Alvin. We'll look for you.
All right, thank you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
By faith, the elders obtained a good report. 3 points, you.
Thank you,
Jesus. See, this guy on the phone is not the only. We got folks sitting right here just second guessing me. Hello. I don't know you. Never knew you. Right. Oh, you were on the air. Yeah, well, I put you on the air. God bless you. We'll have dinner too.
Next 100 years, millions of dollars. The Bible said that there would be a spirit that would go out that would deceive the whole world. And you're deceived.